So, firstly, Paul, welcome to Guernsey Football Club.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
In the last couple of days, you know, we've heard from the chairman refer to having talks with the club's number one target. Obviously, they're delighted to get you on board now. But how did the move come about?
I got contacted by the club, and we've met up a couple of times now. And, you know, we've both talked about, you know, the ambitions. And to be honest, after speaking with the chairman of the board at the club, you know, I'm excited about the plans that they have for the club and the ambitions going forward.
Obviously, you've not been out of the game a great deal of time, to be honest. Only a couple of weeks since you left Barrow. What, from your point of view, then, is the Guiseley ambition? What have they said that has told the project to you?
Well, I just think it was the plan. I think what something that motivates me is to go into somewhere and build. And I think talking to the board, there was a logical plan there in a logical time frame with the ambition to ultimately become a Football League club. So I know that it's tough. It's the toughest league to get out of, probably in Europe. You know, with the one up automatically and one through the playoffs. But you know, with the building blocks that are in place and the thought process in how and the time frame to take the club forward, it was something that really appealed to me.
And of course, you know, people from the outside, to be fair, will look at this as, I mean, James Ferguson has said it, that this new manager was going to be a statement of intent. It certainly is that. But people on the outside were looking at this thinking, what's Paul Cox doing at little old Guiseley?
Well, I think first and foremost, that's the thing that really appealed to me when talking to the board. You know, the thing of getting rid of this little old Guiseley tag and you know, building us into a football club that has a proper standing in the National League first and foremost, and then have the aspirations and the desire to become a Football League club. You know, albeit this has all got to be in a proper time frame, but having sat and spoken, you know, a number of times now, it was that really appealed to me. And I'm very excited about coming on board, and I'm very excited about putting some strong foundations down on the playing side.
And of course, you know, you've most recently been at full-time clubs at Barrow, at Torquay, at Mansfield. For the time being, at least at Guiseley, it's only a part-time situation. Although, of course, you know, again, James Ferguson has said in recent days that full-time is an ambition that the club has. What do you feel, though, that from your time in full-time management that you can bring to Guiseley, who are, as I say, for now at least, a part-time club?
Well, I think, especially at this level of football, it's a know-how of how to be sustainable at this level of football. But then, you know, the knowledge of how to get out of it and build into a Football League club. Like I said before, we look at that, there's a lot of things on the playing infrastructure that we're going to have to look at. Speaking to the board, there is that sort of desire to move into a full-time capacity. But all these things are going to be in a time frame where we're not overexerting ourselves and making sure that we do it in a logical manner. So, but look, it's a tough league. You know, the league's very uncompromising and doesn't respect anybody. And the first thing is to go in there and to really sort of galvanise the group of players that we've got, to make sure that they, you know, they go into the next, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 games with a winning mindset.
I understand that you've been at the last couple of Guiseley games, obviously at home to Hartlepool and away at Leyton Orient on Saturday. What have you made from what you've seen of the side?
Well, it's tough sometimes when you go and watch a side that's probably been down on like a bit of luck and results have gone against them. Sometimes it'd be very easy to see things that really aren't there. I've not made any judgments. It'd be a clean slate for everybody on the playing side. I'm hoping it'll be a positive build-up to Saturday. And then we can really, you know, after working with the players, then I can really make some really positive decisions in terms of taking the playing side forward.
Of course, you'll get to see the players a couple of times this week before the Eastleigh game. And in terms of your backroom stuff as well, will you be Have you got somebody to just come in with you to help you out with your assistance, perhaps?
Yes, I've got people that will be coming in with me. Obviously, there'll be some that are there from Tuesday, and there'll be probably another one that will come in over the next coming days, stroke coming weeks. I think the backroom staff is very important at any level of football. And like I say, working with people that understand me, know me, is a massive part of that. But like you say, this has all got to be done in what I would call a logical time frame. So we're not putting too much pressure on ourselves to overachieve and to give ourselves too much to do early on.
As you say, it's important to you to get your back room in place. But of course, you know, guys like, and honestly, over the last few years, they probably have what they class as a very small backroom staff. Of course, just Martin, Martin Stringfellow, Steve Dickinson, of course, and then the assistant and the manager before. Are you looking to expand the numbers greatly upon those?
No, I'm not. No, it's like I say, we've got to work within, within the financial budget, and like I say, yeah. Then I've got to, I've got to work and be very clever with the money that I've got to spend. So, no, it won't be masses and masses. It'll be, if anything, there'll be probably one, maybe two people that come in my backroom staff. So no, there's not going to be multitudes of people coming in with all different roles and responsibilities. This is a conference national, and we have to adhere to that and to really to move the club forward. It doesn't really take millions and millions of people behind the scenes. Sometimes it just takes people that are multifunctional and are good at what they do.
From the playing side of things, as you say, it's going to be a clean slate for everyone. But of course, you're likely to want to get some of your own players in. Is that something that's been discussed at length with the board so far?
Yes, it has. But once again, I feel it's important that when I go in there, that we look at and I give the players that are at the club the genuine chance to rectify things. If you look through the squad, there's a lot of good players that have played at a very good level. It's my job then to sort of decipher. Which ones are going to take the club forward? I think in any sort of scenario like this, the new manager comes in, there's always that fear that there'll be a mass exodus full of, and a new piece of players coming in. What I want to do is I want to be calculated in terms of what I've got before I make any decisions on players coming in or players moving on.
Now, Grizzly fans, they'll have an idea of what a Paul Cox side is, because, of course, they've played against you a few times over the last few years when you think back to Barrow, Torquay, and then even going back to Eastwood days. But what should Guernsey fans, do you think, expect from a Paul Cox side?
I think one of them, there'll be a DNA, there'll be a blueprint, but also there'll be a team that has a mindset that goes and attacks this league. I can't see any reason why we can't put together a product that can go and attack a league. It's a league this season that I think is very, very open. I think anyone on the given day can beat each other. But I think consistency is the key. And I think if anyone would look at a Paul Cox side, would probably say that it's a team that does things consistently. And like I say, if we can put some consistent performances together, I think the consistent results will come.
And of course, for you then, going forward, raring to go, training tomorrow and Thursday, presumably, and then, of course, your first game in charge at Nethermore against Eastleigh.
Yeah, it's a great game to get your teeth into. A club with unbelievable resources. But like I say, it's going to be a building process. It's one that, by Saturday, I hope to know the players a little bit better. I hope they know me a little bit better. I hope we can lay some strong foundations in the game on Saturday and build from there.
Is it good for you, do you think, to start your Guernsey management career with a home game in front of the Lions faithful?
Whether it was home or away, it's a football match that we want to go and attack. We want to please our supporters both home and away and really give them the belief that the club is really going forwards.
What message would you give to the fans? Would that be to come down, for everyone to pull together and get behind you and the lads?
Well, I think belief's everything. And I think over over, you know, the short-term goal is to create a mindset at the football club where we belong and that we want to go and attack the league. And it's very easy when results go against you, both short and long-term, that you start and believe that you don't believe and you start pigeonhole yourself as a team that's in and around the bottom. I think my first job is to go in there and make the players believe, which will then make the supporters believe and everyone around the club that this will be a progressive club and a club that wants to grow and wants to go and compete at the top end of this league.